Hey, it's Carlos. Welcome, welcome, welcome. There are some women who think that once you pass the age of 21 or 22, it's all downhill from there. You're never going to get the same level of attraction with men that you would when you're younger. Well, there's a lot of studies out there that would love to make you believe that, but the reality is actually something quite different. This is the non-intuitive nature of dating. That's why today I'm going to talk about five secrets why older women have the dating advantage with men. Yes, ladies, older is a good thing if you know what you're up to. But wait a second here. We all know guys love younger women, don't we? I mean, they always seem to love to stare at them and ogle them, you know, usually at the most disrespectful of times, like when you're out on a date and talking to him and his eyes wander at the perky little butt that passes by him. Hey, over here, buddy, eyes on this prize, you scream in your head. But the reality is something that not many women know about. And if you give me a few minutes, I'll prove something that you might not know about men. Here's the secret. Even though you may lose the battle with guys having a wandering eye for those trampy dressing barely women, I call them barely women, you can still win the war if you know what men really want. The fact is, older women have an edge over the giggly, idealistic, and somewhat naive girls out there. And if you know what that advantage is, you can use it to devastate the competition. First of all, I have to tell you this. If you are of the mind that you can't compete with the little miss, I'm famous on Instagram over there with the too short skirt and the apple teeny, if you've already given up, well, then no one on the face of the planet Earth can ever help you, okay? You're too far gone. Quit now. Leave it to them. Or if you know that there is a way to rig this game in your favor, then let's keep going. The reality is that yes, by evolutionary design, men are hardwired to treasure and value youth on a lot of levels, youth and women, because it represents fertility, the ability for him to get his genetic code into that next generation. Sounds so scientific and unsexy, I realize that. But if you want to focus on that, go right ahead. You know, you can sit there and dwell on that and be all negative and Debbie Downer, but you're really going to have to break free of it if you want to get to the next level, which is how do you make the best of your situation, okay? No matter what age you are. I'm assuming you're probably not 21 or 22, because let's face it, those girls aren't really listening to Carlos's dating advice. They're just out there giggling and running out on the dance floor. Oh my God, I love this song. All right, here are a couple quick tips for you to avoid the whole issue of older, younger, whatever. These are the things that might give him pause, so just get them out of the way. Number one, get your baggage handled. Guys know that there is a bit more that comes with a woman who's over the age of 30. You've possibly got an ex-husband, maybe some kids, maybe some financial pressures and obligations, a busier schedule, more focused on your career. If you can clear the slate of some of this stuff, or at least keep it in the background for him, he'll breathe a sigh of relief. If you pace it, and if you pace the revealing of this information, he'll be okay with the stuff that you are most worried about. It's when you get a little crazy about the insecurities of having them in the first place that can throw any woman off her game. So breathe. Take it easy. Number two, keep the clock in your pocket for now. Yeah, for some women who are hoping to start a family, that little ticking biological clock, tick-tock, tick-tock, can be an issue. But the reality is that women are safer now than ever in childbearing later in life. And then there are so many other ways, even if you did pass that date, you could fulfill that need. There's adoption, even surrogacy. So if you're in a bit of a rush because of the impending ovary alarm, it would be good to keep that out of the way for now. If you're finding yourself wondering, where is this going? Chances are the answer could elude you if that is your primary concern. So now I'm going to show you some cool tips and tricks you can use to beat the cheerleaders at their own game. Yeah, I have a ton of ways to refer to younger girls, and none of them are meant as insults. I'll let you decide the rest. So this is basically a kind of choose-your-own-adventure book. But there really is only one choice in this book. Show him the magic you've got that she doesn't. All right? Now let's get to it. Beat the tramp, secret number one. I don't mean beat her like a piñata. Men already know what you got going on. Yeah, given that men are uncontrollably drawn to the image of youth, you have to understand that they also have a rational part of their brain that understands that older women have much more things going on for them. Things like, well, a whole lot less giggling, enough said right there, and a whole lot less likes in your sentences, like, you know, better in bed, like, way better. Men may joke about the whole cougar thing, but we also smile on the inside knowing that older women rock in bed. Better technique, more comfortable with themselves, more comfort with sex in general. You just get it, right? And for a guy who's had a few too many unfulfilling encounters, we learn real quick that we want women who have technique in the sack, understanding and knowledge of what makes a man happy. You've also got better conversation. It also goes without saying that if you've been around a little longer, you're gonna have a little bit more to talk about. Take it from a man. Most men learn quick to hone in on the women that have some particles of intelligence that will keep us interested after we leave the bedroom with you. We need more. More grounded in your femininity. You know what it means to be a woman. After all, you've been doing this shtick for a few decades now. No more of that weird ew feeling when you see a penis or hear some other girl talking about a period accident. You're ready to rock the chick thing. And the list goes on and on, okay? Smart guys are already with the program. I know, I'm one of them, all right? Mature women rock. Secret number two, men don't get serious with bimbos. And I'm using bimbo in the nicest of ways, by the way. Yeah, I know some guys will date the younger, shall we say, unfocused type of woman, but let's get real here. They're not the kind of guy an older woman wants to date. The guys you don't want are the ones that are going after those chicks for the most part. Guys know instinctively that women below the age of 24 are not in our target range of serious relationships. Or as they said, I think, in Top Gun, in the no-fly zone. Men target these girls strictly for a little bedroom fun. And when most older guys realize that these girls have no interest in them, they usually fall in line with the program. Then they get a woman who's been around a little bit and she shows them what it's like to date an equal. As long as she's got the assets to back up her stock, well, we're on board with that. I'm not freaking out. Secret number three, you're past most of your crazy. Hormones are a fact of life, but you're probably not as enslaved to them as you once were. PMS might come in for a quick secret stealth bombing every so often, but you see it coming and you run for shelter. You're also more direct and less gamey about what you want from men. Believe me when I tell you that the head games are probably the most infuriating, frustrating, and downright relationship-wrecking aspects of dating on the younger end of the spectrum. You're also more in touch with what matters and what doesn't to you. You've had a few relationships under your belt to know how the game is played, which is a huge benefit to making it work with the right guy. You have the knowledge that you can probably handle whatever life throws your way. That's not to say that you've never had a bad day, but you no longer lose your cool over the fact that you got a pimple and you have to go to a party on Saturday night. You're also way more likely to stick it out when it gets difficult, which it always does. And for most men who are tired of being left for a newer model, yeah, it happens quite a bit more than you might know, this will earn his immediate devotion. It's not the years, it's the mileage. Secret number four, that thing they say about wine is true. Yeah, it sounds like a cheap consolation when somebody tells you that you're like a fine wine, but the truth stands alone. Cheap wine will get you drunk, but a good glass of red will be cherished and loved for far longer. You were probably sweet and wonderful when you were 19, which means you were probably effing amazing right now. You were probably sweet and wonderful when you were 19, which means you're probably effing amazing now. It's time to share that fabulous you with the men who want it. All the things that go into making you, you. Over 30 is the new wow. Secret number five, you're more ready for him. Most guys know that girls under a certain age have no patience for him or his ways. These barely women don't understand him, not really. And he understands that he needs to be understood. And it's essential for him basically to let himself fall in love with her. She wonders all the time why he needs to go out with his buddies. She wonders why he seems to pull away when the relationship is getting good. She wonders if he's really ever going to make a lasting commitment to her. She wonders if he will ever really cherish her the way she needs him to. You, on the other hand, you've got more of these things figured out. When a guy stops calling and he stops texting or he disappears, what do your girlfriends typically tell you? Don't chase him or you'll scare him off. Lean back, don't be needy. If you keep calling him and you keep trying to reach him, he'll think you're insecure. So you try to take their advice and you try to back off, you give him some distance, but that only makes you feel more desperate for some kind of reassurance. And now it feels like he has all the power and control over the relationship. And that's when you start to worry, you start to freak out a little bit. Maybe he's gonna find some younger chick. And then you get a little bit more freaked out. Maybe you think you did something wrong, but you didn't. Intuition, instincts, your gut. What if your feelings were right, your feelings were right, instead of your friends? You see, the reason most women never recover when a man pulls away is because they didn't trust their feelings. They may have thought he was going after a younger woman, but that's not necessarily it. You're about to discover that there's a weird and yet incredibly simple secret to finally having a man adore you and desire you with every part of his heart and soul. There is a secret doorway into his mind that you can get into and kind of blaze a trail right into his heart, because that is the key right there. You got to go through his head to get to his heart. You're going to hear what a man is thinking and then be able to read his mind like a diary. You're going to listen in on the guy's secret feelings and discover what it is that makes him decide if he wants to commit to a woman or not. And it all has to do with something called the soulmate signal. If you're feeling like you no longer stand out in his mind, and you're even feeling if he's become distant, withdrawn from you, and he's not really that into you, you got to know what it is that's going on inside his head. What is the signal he's looking for wherein he decides that you're the one for him? I want to show it to you. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. datingadviceguru.com/soulmates, and then go watch that quick video presentation. It's going to show you the secrets behind what men think when they open up their heart, what men want in their soulmate, and what he's looking for from you. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. I'll be talking again soon. As always, I want you to live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.